The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to spiritmotorgroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.
Now, all this week, we're about getting you more bang for your buck. Think about the last time you shopped around for a better deal on your monthly bills and think about how much money potentially you might save. So we're looking today at the best ways of saving when it comes to utilities. If you've got questions, you can text them to us on 53106. Home show presenter and consumer expert Sinead Ryan is in studio. Good morning, Sinead.
Morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, there are two broad categories of a utility bill that we all face.
Yes, that's right. I mean, generally, most people, when they're thinking about their household outgoings, once the financial stuff is out of the way, they're thinking of things like energy costs, gas, electricity, that kind of thing, solid fuel in some cases, oil, but also communications. So the broadband, the TV, the mobile, and sure, don't we all need more of that nowadays? So in fact, we've seen bills go up substantially in households at the moment because we're all in lockdown and we're using those services more often. But the energy companies, interestingly enough, are saying, well, actually, our income is down because of all the businesses that are closed. I mean, so much of their stuff is commercial and that's really where they make a ton of money. So it's an interesting difference. But we've had the situation where oil prices have slumped, so energy costs are going down. So finally, the consumer's getting a bit of a break here.
Okay, but of course, the distribution of companies of fuel, of petrol and diesel and so on, they're just not getting the sales they once were, and they'll probably try to boost their profits by not giving us as good a deal as we might otherwise get. And meanwhile, the Exchequer's not getting the excise and the VAT on all the fuel we're not using.
So that's right.
In the home, then, we are still burning gas if we've got a gas supply and we're still turning on the lights and turning on our computers. What are the deals that are currently out there?
Okay, well, the good news, I suppose, such as it is that the energy providers have been decreasing their costs since the beginning of the year, and that has reflected the decrease in wholesale fuel prices. Now, there's an argument that they haven't done it quickly enough or by much, but they are coming down and that's a good thing. So when it comes to certainly electricity, you'll see the prices have dropped quite substantially. Now, this is a huge market, Pat. It's really good for consumers because there are so many providers and that means there's competition and people can go and switch. Of course, most people don't switch. About 14% of people switch their energy provider each year. Now, that's very, very low in EU terms. So that's the only way you're going to make a deal. What I would say to people, just before I go on to the specific deals, is if you haven't changed your contract, if you're with a supplier that you've been with 2 or 3 years, you really have to switch because you're, in a lot of cases, once the year is over, the contract is up, you go automatically onto the higher tariffs. It's just not. So all those discounts apply to new customers generally. Now, currently, hopped onto Bonkers, which we like, one of our comparison sites. There's some deals at the moment. Now, Iberdrola, they're Scottish Power, but they're a massive company now, and they only came into Ireland a year ago. And they're offering an 18% discount. Now, these are green companies, by the way. These are electricity providers that are trying to meet their green targets. And Iberdrola has 100% of its green 18 contract is renewables. So 18% discount there off standard units. Now, whenever you see these discounts on comparison websites or you get them in the post or whatever, it'll always say discount, and that means off the highest tariff. So just bear that in mind. They're offering 120% cash back straight away on signing up. And as I say, 100% is renewables. Now, Electric Ireland, for new customers, they're offering a discount of 5.5% and cash back of 175. So more bang for your buck there. Again, a 12-month contract. So you're signing up for a year. And on their dual fuel, so that's with the gas, they're adding in another 8.5% and an overall cashback of 250. And then over at Panda, they've really been pushing the green agenda here since they came on stream. You know, they're the Panda Waste Company. Well, they've been doing renewables for a couple of years now. 28% discount currently for new customers for electricity and 100%. They're offering that, €100, they're offering that as credit rather than cash. And again, 100%. So I've kind of focused on the ones where the green agenda is at play, and they are the ones with the best discounts.
I'm just wondering, you know, the grid is the grid. You don't know where the electricity is coming from, really. and the grid is delivering to my home, irrespective of who my supplier is, electricity is electricity. Some of it will be green, some of it will be coal-based, some of it will be gas-based, some of it will be oil-based, and if we hook up to the UK and France, some of it will be nuclear-based.
I don't quite understand
what they mean by, you know, we're only supplying green energy. Electricity is electricity.
Yeah, and actually, you know, Pat, it's a really good point because our renewables, our overall renewables are only 11% from renewable, our overall energy is only 11%. The target for this year was 16%, so we're absolutely missing that. We're going to be paying a ton of fines. But on electricity, it's at 33%. And we're the second highest in Europe in the provision of wind energy. So all those wind farms you're seeing decorating the landscape, they are actually doing a little bit of work. Tragically, though, 27th out of 28 member states in terms of heat generation. So really a long way to go there. So it is worth interrogating your supplier.
Now, someone wants to know the name of that complicated energy company, Iberdrola,
I-B-E-R-D-R-O-L-A. Yeah.
That's what it is. Now, on to communications bills. We're talking about landlines, which are fewer and fewer, mobile telephony, television, broadband.
Yeah.
Now, all four together.
That's right. Now, what companies really want you to do here is to kind of get all four of them. That's called quad play. But they do sell single, dual, triple and quad. And so if they can hoover you up on all four, well, that's fantastic for them. But it's actually not always better to bundle here. On gas and electricity, it often is. But when it comes to comms, it probably isn't. So it's really important to check out providers. Now, none of the providers here have covered themselves in glory. Communication companies account for the biggest level of complaints to consumer bodies, just behind airlines. And, you know, there's only two of them that people whinge about. So it's very much dependent on geography, on you know, where you live, what you need. So it's really hard to say, choose this company instead of that company, because that's just impossible. So what I do when I go and look at my comms and my switching is to hop on to find out exactly what's available in my area. Now, switcher.ie does a really good tracker on this. If you hop on there, they have a calculator that'll show you in your town, in your village, what is the very, very best, certainly in terms of broadband and television, that's available for you as single and as bundle. That's a really good idea. So it's not possible to say, you know, if you're in Leitrim and in Temple Oak, these are the best ones. You can't. What I would say, though, is don't get too hooked on speeds. All these companies are advertising, you know, 100 megabytes per second and 200 megabytes per second. To be perfectly honest, Pat, that is irrelevant, because it comes down to how many people are using it in your area all at the same time. So even on the comparisons, they're really, really hard to check out. Yeah. And you'll find that kind of thing is a bit of a nonsense.
Yeah, it's a problem. And maybe when your installer comes in, although sometimes they just send you the box in the post and you connect it up if you've got some sort of connection there already. But anyway, if an installer comes and they've promised you 100 megabit broadband, whatever it might be, you say, OK, show me the speed test. Before, you know, you may have signed up, but if they don't deliver what they promise, then you say, take it away, baby.
Yeah,
look for somebody else.
Absolutely. And even when they're pricing this stuff online, there'll be small print down the bottom. And I love reading all the small print because nobody else seems to do it. So they have things like the average speed. So when they say we're 100 megabytes, the average speed actually only has to be available to 50% of customers at any one time.
Oh,
you know? So that's what you're going on. You might just be that unlucky person. You're working from home, flat out, with a load of graphics and big sound files, and you can find it flops. So it can be difficult.
Paddy in Termofecan says, we want to change our gas supplier, but they want €250 to disconnect a pay-as-you-go device, which we have. Is there any way around this?
Yeah, so the pay-as-you-go, I'm not a mad fan of them now, I'll be perfectly honest. They're very expensive. When they're installed, of course, it's a piece of kit, it's a piece of equipment. It has to be installed and therefore it has to be uninstalled. And that means somebody has to come out and do that and take it away. That's what you're paying for, exactly, yeah.
Finally, I should ask you about break fees. If you decide that you want to change and you can see you've got a much better deal, whether it's for your energy or your utility, Does the company that's supplying you with that, do they charge you a break fee?
Yes, in every case. Now, on the energy side, it's fairly flat fee. So it's usually 50 quid per product. So 50 for your electricity and 50 for your gas. So you might decide, look, I get a fantastic deal here, I'm getting 200 quid back. It's worth my kind of time to break the fee. But you're mostly tied into 1 year contracts there. So it's not the end of the world. On the comms side, though, stay away altogether. I mean, the break fees can be absolutely massive. They can charge you 2 or 3 months a subscription. So, I mean, if you're paying 100 quid or 120 quid a month, that can be absolutely massive. And then they put in this clause that you have to give them 60 days notice or 30 days notice. You have to write to a specific address and tell them that you're coming out of it. So I find they're very, very messy with those. Now, the only time that doesn't apply, interestingly enough, is if you're in the middle of a contract and they write to you and they say, do you know what, we're not giving you that price anymore. It was 25 quid a month. We're now jacking it up to 30. Then you can break out under consumer law with no penalty whatsoever. They won't necessarily tell you that,
but
you can.
If you go through to the end of the contract, the year-long contract or whatever it is, at that point you can switch without penalty.
You can and you should. So that's really the time. Yeah. It's just most people don't kind of make a note of when that is. So ring up your supplier and say, look, when am I coming to the end of the contract? You do it on the mobile phone to see when can you get a new phone. So do it with your other providers and they'll say it's August 2020. That's the time to go shopping around.
Very good. Sinead Ryan, who's the Home Show presenter, consumer expert, also contributes on The Hard Shoulder. I think it's on Mondays as well. Sinead, thank you very much for joining us.